Item number one is from Executive Director of Villa Terrace Decorative Arts Museum, providing an informational report on the Charles Alice Villa Terrace Museums. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
Ms. Costello, welcome. We have a listening audience out there, so if you would introduce yourself and cite your position.
I will. I'm Maria Costello. I'm the Executive Director of Charles Alice Villa Terrace Art Museum here in town.
And you are here to report to us on all of the wonderful things that have been going on at the Charles Alice Villa Terrace Museum.
I am. Thank you for the invitation to be able to come here and talk to you about what's been going on at the museum for the last few years. I'm sure that many of you are aware that in 2008 there was quite a bit of transition at both museums. The two museums saw two directors in that time, and probably during that time,
about 6 or 7 months out of that, there was nobody running either museum. I came on board in November of 2008, and most of the staff, the management staff, was also gone, so promptly hired a staff, and we have been trying to get ourselves up to speed ever since. I think we're probably doing a pretty good job, so I'm here to give you a brief overview of what has happened in the last couple of years. First of all, membership was at about 400 when I came in, and it's nearly doubled to almost 800 in the last 2.5 years. So we're pretty proud of that fact. We've really been going out there recruiting members, trying to give people an idea of the benefits of membership, and so we are seeing the museums grow. The other thing that we're really particularly proud of is prior to the tenure of the current management staff, there really wasn't a whole lot of aggressive grant applications and or sponsorships for our programs. Last year, we saw about $50,000 in grant applications and sponsorship programs, and literally it's gone from zero to that amount. And what we've done with the funds that we have received through sponsorship and through grant applications is primarily funded some programs that we felt were really very important. Going into its ninth year this year is a program that was started by Leon Travanti called Art in the Garden. And it really reaches out to MPS students. Most of those children are coming from areas that they do not, well, we all know MPS has cut back tremendously on art programs and music programs, and many of these kids are coming from schools that haven't had them in quite some time. And that program really got us thinking about some of the other things that we should be doing in the community. So last year, with the applications that we got, we started an emerging girls program, which is really for an at-risk teen girls from 12 to 17. We did that program twice last year. We're doing it twice this year, every spring and every fall, and we've had tremendous success with that program. The wonderful thing is to see these kids come in, and they work with a professional artist. They're primarily doing some jewelry making, but it teaches them self-confidence skills. It teaches them how to work in a team, and they've just been wonderful to have in the buildings. I have to tell you that the first set of girls we had, they were so quiet. They were all so bashful and shy. You would have thought that there was nobody in the building. And once they really got into it, it was a lot of fun to watch them participate in this program. The other program that we started doing last year, twice last year, and we're doing twice this year, is a veterans art program. And this is in cooperation with the VA. Most of these vets are homeless vets. They all suffer from post-traumatic stress. The first project they did was Build Your Own Robot, and we had a wonderful time watching them do that. It's a four-week program. They come four Monday afternoons, and again, we had vets who said if it wasn't for that program, they don't know how they would have moved beyond some of the issues they had. We had a blind vet participate in that program last year, and it was just a great program. One of the fellows has stayed on as a volunteer because he was so impressed with some of the programs we had at the museum and the things that we're trying to do with the vets. So that continues to happen twice a year. And for the first time, we're doing a program next month called Families in Transition, and we're working with the Salvation Army, and this is primarily women and children who are homeless, and they're using the Salvation Army to help them get back on their feet. And so we're going to give them an opportunity to come to the Villa Terrace, work on some art projects. We have a three-week program. They'll be doing something different every week. And we hope that through this program, they'll understand that there are community resources out there besides the resources we all think of when we think of people who are going through difficult times. And that's really part of our mission and our goal, is to make the museums much more available to everybody in the community. We know that there's been a perception that they're sort of elitist places, and we don't want that. We want families with kids to come to the museums. We want people from the inner city to come to the museums because it's not only just about the art, it's about the other programs we offer. We do have a music program the third Thursday of every month except for November and December at the Alice called Alice After Hours, which is a jazz program. I'm sure many of you are familiar with our Cafe Sopramara on Sunday mornings. And in fact, always be wary of Irish people that bring you gifts because there's usually something involved behind it. We've started rebranding and reproducing a lot of our printed work. We've gone from a four-time-a-year newsletter to a bi-monthly around the museum, so I'm going to leave these here for you. It gives you an idea of everything that's going on at the museums. And we call that the mini, and this is the mini skule. It is the Cafe Sopramara's schedule for the year, so we invite you to please come and spend some time there. We've also done an awful lot of things that we know traditionally the county might have helped with but just doesn't have the resources. The Charles Alice, literally the patio was falling apart. It was becoming a very dangerous situation. And our driveway was not handicap accessible. So this year we managed to pull $13,000 out of our budget. We completely redid the patio, extending it an additional 6 feet so we could continue to grow our revenue stream on rentals from that. And we put in a new ramp on the driveway side so it's handicap accessible. What this means for the building also is that previously handicap accessibility came in from Prospect Avenue into the Great Hall, which was causing further damage to the patio because obviously we had to blow the snow off of it, salt it, do all of those things. So we're trying to take hold of some of the projects, again, that traditionally it's possible that some of the previous executive directors have come to you and said, can you help us with this project? And we know where the county is fiscally, so we're trying to do our best to make sure that we're working on keeping the buildings intact and there for another 100 years. The Alice is celebrating its 100th birthday this year. So that's about all I have for you. Our exhibits, though, I do want you to know, are receiving a lot of notoriety. We've kind of expanded the way our exhibits are going. Not everybody is necessarily in favor of a lot of the contemporary things that we're doing, but we're trying to keep balance. And we are reaching out to a newer and younger audience because we need to see growth continue with the museums. So anything I can answer for you.
Thank you. Questions by committee members. Supervisor Jersey.
Thank you. I believe it was in the budget last year that we requested you to come to Parks with a six-month overview. And I appreciate all the programming you're doing. It looks great. And I appreciate the fact that you're reaching out to city kids and so on. I think that's great. Could you tell us a little bit about where you are with budget? You're at mid-year, basically. Are you going to be able to do a budget without county property tax dollar support for 2012? Kind of give us an update on that, please.
Well, the 2012 budget, as I'm sure you're well aware, is already completed, and we have asked for tax levy dollars. The best of my recollection was last fall. I was asked to put a proposal together by the end of this month for the Finance Committee, and I am working on that with quite a few of our board members. And, you know, we do understand that the county would like to see the tax levy shorten up at some point, and we're working towards being more self-sufficient. Obviously, it can't happen immediately. We've come a long way in the last 2.5 years. We've made great, great strides, and we still need that support as we continue to try to move forward and establish ourselves more independently financially.
I have my comment, if I could, that I have discovered something of a potential difficulty in total independence for the institutions, and that's that we would be required as a county to return the original endowment, I believe. And remind me again.
It's $250,000.
$250,000, which would be an immediate cash outlay on our part were we to sever relationships with the two museums. So while it's a laudable goal, I'm concerned that there's a downside that would be a pretty big bite for us to take.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I wasn't in any way suggesting disinvesting ourselves of the asset. It doesn't require, however, that we get property tax. I think this is good that it's before the Parks Committee because it gives us an opportunity to explore it a little bit more than during budget time. And I appreciate the fact that grant funding is being looked at. I think that's important. I know our Parks Department does a tremendous amount of that, as do other departments. Can you tell us, have you expanded marketing at all?
We have. We've expanded marketing tremendously, and we recently hired, about 4 months ago, we hired a new marketing director, and he's doing a fabulous job. And I can't tell you how many comments I get from people who say to me every week, boy, you're in the newspaper so much more. We're seeing you on Milwaukee. So we're really pushing our events in a big fashion.
And is your marketing efforts regional, even possibly to Northern Illinois? Do you reach well beyond the Milwaukee County area?
We do reach well beyond the Milwaukee County area. We're probably hitting the five-county Waukesha, Ozaukee. We are doing that. We have not explored getting to Northern Illinois yet. And again, in part, that's because we have one person who's part-time. We're hoping to bring him on full-time this fall. It's a pretty tremendous job, and he's doing a heck of a job with the resources that he has, getting us as much publicity as he is getting us.
And I don't criticize you for that.
Oh, I understand.
You do that. And the Milwaukee Art Museum has really expanded into Northern Illinois. Of course, with the major China exhibit,
right.
It's been major. But I do want to point out that the users from outside the county are asking really the poorest of the county area to subsidize their enjoyment experience.
Mm-hmm.
I continue to find that extremely inequitable, and when we're going to start talking about losing core services like buses, freeway flyers, et cetera, when you have to vote on these kinds of issues, can we support three art museums instead of putting money into core services like transit, where people rely on transit to get to jobs? I know how my vote is going to end up. And I do this to alert for you the need to get your budget self-supporting. And I think last year we recognized that you were going to continue to need the county. And I think it's tremendous that they have someone as yourself in the helm at this place, and your creative ideas are great. And I think you're going to need to do that to get this place to survive, because we really are perhaps not going to give you a life raft this year. So I'm just exploring those things, but that's the reality of the situation. Thank you.
Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Ms. Castello, thank you once again for joining us today. And I appreciate your presence here. I appreciated much of what my dear colleague, Supervisor Jurczyk, had to say. And, Supervisor, I do understand our dire financial situation. I do not mean any slight in that regard. Ms. Costello, I'm curious, ma'am, has the Charles Ellis Art Museum ever pursued marketing itself in conjunction or cooperation with other museums or other cultural attractions in Milwaukee County?
Well, we have, and in fact, recently there is a group of us that we're calling ourselves the Small Museum Coalition, and we're trying to find a better name. It's the Jewish Museum is also part of this. There are about 12 organizations that are looking to share co-op advertising dollars. We want to be able to do more, and we're looking for ways to partner. We do partner with the Pabst right now, our two museums, so we have a three-pass, and we're looking at expanding that. We do quite a bit of programming with Historic Milwaukee also, so we're looking to partner anywhere that we possibly can.
Again, Mr. Chairman, you said there's the three-pass?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Can you tell me about that, please?
Sure. It is a pass that you can purchase. It'll get you into our two museums, the Charles Ellis, the Villa Terrace, and into the Pabst Museum at a discounted price. So year-round, we work with the Pabst on that.
And that was the Pabst Mansion, Pabst Theater?
Correct, Pabst Mansion.
Okay, thank you. Interesting. Okay. Very good. Okay. Well, thank you for your time, Ms. Costello.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Further questions by committee members? I would the record note that Supervisor Harris is with us. If there are no further questions, thank you so much. I can personally testify, having been on the board of the museums since 2002, that the energy and the sensed turnaround under Ms. Costello's leadership has been profound.
Thank you.
We're very, very pleased.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank all of you.